Hey everyone, just want to let you know, we do not have a regular podcast this week due to the Super Bowl. I enjoyed a nice little Super Bowl. Max, not so much, he's not a big football fan. I've also been diving into Mass Effect 2, I'm about 25 hours into it. I have no idea how far along I am in the game. I'm trying to savor it. This is actually one of those great little games where the more you play it, the more you just don't want it to end. Anyways, we'll be coming back to you next week with our full hour-long podcast. We'll have reviews of Bioshock 2 and Dante's Inferno. Also look for my full review and discussion on Mass Effect 2 coming soon. Until then, enjoy our quick little preview of God of War 3.
Hey everybody, it's Max and
Brad
from 2idiotgamers.com. Stopping in here for just a quick first impression of the God of War 3 demo. We meant to get to it last week, but we ran out of time and slipped our mind, but we'd just gotten done playing it right before we started last week's podcast, so
we figured we'd give you a quick little what we thought, what was going on. This is what was in episode 2 that was downloading and kept everybody so riveted to their speakers,
yes,
waiting to figure out the progress. So I had the luxury of being able to play it shortly after it downloaded, and I've been playing it while I was playing the God of War collection for the PS3. So I'm going to let you go first, since you had a little bit more of a fresher playthrough experience of it.
It's been a few years since I played God of War 2.
Right.
I was a big fan of God of War 2. Like, God of War 2 was really great. Pretty big fan of God of War, the original, except for the spinning blade towers towards the end of the game, which I...
Getting out of Hades,
which I felt were completely not germane to that world they'd created. It was just frustrating, and it was a grueling ordeal, but the less said about that, the better. God of War 3 looks amazing.
Yeah.
The graphics are absolutely stunning.
I agree all the way.
Yeah, it's... The old controls are... The old combat controls are right there. I mean, if you played any of the God of War before, pick up and play, but there's a couple of things that I found to be a bit of a detraction. There is a new mechanic where you have to... You swing from harpy to harpy.
That's how you fly across chasms and really far gaps.
Right, so. But it's more... Well, it's not so... It's more akin to a grappling point.
Yeah, exactly.
Than it is to... But you do have to have some kind of... You have to take some control over it and move the harpy in the direction you need them to. Wasn't a big fan of that, because even though I believe I was doing what I was supposed to be doing with the button combinations, jumping and then hitting circles and jump to the next harpy, I was still finding myself falling.
Well, the one thing from watching you play it, I'm not sure if it was just you were waiting too long or if it was a weird mechanic or what, but you kept flying towards the screen, which is opposite of the way you needed to go as well, and there's very little control over the harpies when you're gutting them from underneath, so I'm not particularly sure what was going on with that, but yeah, that's one mechanic I hope they polish before it came out. Because, I mean, this is the June E3 demo, so that came out
a long time ago.
They've had plenty of time to polish it. The game's probably going to go gold any day now for its, I believe it's end of February release, or mid-March, one of those two dates. I'm not going to quote anything here. I should have looked it up. But so there's still a month before it goes gold, so hopefully that's one thing that's either eradicated or fixed or at least kept to a minimum to help minimize controller breakage.
Right. I'll let you take the second one, because we both agree on it.
So,
you saw it first, and you said to me, something's coming up that you really didn't enjoy, and the minute it hit the screen, I was like, well, I don't like that, and you were like,
yeah,
That's exactly what I was talking about, and
Now, QuickTime events are still in God of War. I mean, that's what makes God of War these really awesome little epic movies that you see as you rip something apart. And they look gorgeous, they're awesome, but it'd be nice if you'd be able to watch them.
Yeah.
I have a relatively big TV. It's not huge by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a big TV. What?
What's the fucking huge
okay,
TV,
all right.
Dude?
Okay, so I have a huge TV, apparently.
That's not a huge TV. Apparently, I have no TV.
Okay. So, but the problem is what they did is they changed the way the QuickTime event queues work. Rather than putting the queue in the center top or center bottom of the screen, which is where they'd be on the previous version of the game.
It was always center top, I thought.
Okay, yeah. And rather than doing that, And they now have put it where it'd be respective to itself on the controller. So if you have to hit the R1 button, it puts the button all the way in the top right-hand corner. If you need to press circle, it puts a dead center middle right side of the corner. I mean, right side of the screen, and it's far edge of the screen. If you need to press, if you need to do the right thumbstick for some reason, it's down the bottom left corner of the screen, bottom right corner of the screen. And it just take map the buttons on the screen on the outside edge. So you're busy scanning the outside edge of the screen trying to figure out what button you need to press next. Meanwhile, you're missing this totally epic, cool cutscene in the middle of the screen. And to clarify, I don't know how many of you guys, I know a lot of gamers listen to a bunch of different gaming podcasts. Another podcast had this wrong. They claimed it was Dante's Inferno. It's not Dante's Inferno that has this. It's God of War 3 that has the edge QuickTime event problem. So don't get confused. Dante's Inferno is in the center of the screen, exactly like the first God of War was. So that's actually my biggest complaint of the whole thing was the QuickTime event situation. So what'd you think of the controls and the short little level they let you play through?
Like I said, the controls, I mean, other than that harpy mechanic. Okay. I wish there had been video of that. You do, at a certain point, one of the great things about God of War is that it allows you to kind of become part of mythology, and they play pretty fast and loose with the myths and the characters themselves, but... for a certain part of the demo, you have access to the head of Helios, the sun god, and with Helios's head, much like Medusa's head in the other two games, you can use his head to illuminate darkened caverns and that sort of thing.
Shows hidden secret doors and stuff.
It reveals secrets to you, but I mean, at one point you're in a completely darkened cavern, and you just pull Helios's head out for a couple of seconds, and it illuminates your enemies so you can fight them in the dark. Very cool. There was something else that I didn't like, though, and I can't remember what it was. There were three things that I didn't care for. One was the harpies. Two was the...
Are you talking about when you had to pass the controller to me to knock him out of the sky? The timed event?
No. The ascension escape at the end.
Oh, yes. The what I call the Death Star escape run.
Which he called Death Star escape, and I called
spinning blades
more like those spinning blade towers from God of War 1 that almost maybe not finished the game, but like Brad said, it's a demo from June. I'm sure they polished the stuff up. It looks fantastic. I mean, it's one of those games that you can just watch somebody else play and have just as much fun.
Yeah,
which is of course the true measure.
The monsters have gotten bigger.
A lot bigger. Yeah. Maybe that's because it's your TV.
Your Minotaur.
Which isn't so big.
Your Minotaur came out. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a centaur.
That's a centaur.
I said it was spinning on like two legs. I saw two hooves. I thought it was a Minotaur.
So, but the enemies have gotten bigger. And this demo, I have a feeling that this demo wouldn't be in the actual game. It seems like it was a compact level built specifically for E3, specifically give to people who bought the game or District 9. And give them a feel of the game to really sell it. It's very linear. Not that God of War isn't, but it was very linear. There were some really, like, what I would consider boxed-in areas that are set to be, like, an arena kind of setup.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when you fight the centaur.
Oh, you had those in the other games, too, though.
You did. But there was a lot of it that really seemed like it was pushed through. It's like, all right, we're gonna make you use your arrows. We're going to make you use this. You didn't even know this, but you had the Zeus gauntlets, too. You didn't even change to it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you had the...
I saw that. I tried once, but I still had the blades, the Chaos Blades.
Yeah, so... But it's a really short demo, and I really think that they tried impacting all the mini-events of what you'd be able to do. I mean, some of the new screenshots that have come out show you climbing on the body of a titan, where you're like this tiny little minuscule speck, very similar to what I can't wait if they ever do, is a sequel to Shadow of the Colossus, and use it, upgrade it to next gen, is to just be this little tiny guy on a huge fucking monster.
Well, there'll be some. I bet there's some of that in the next game from that team. What's it called? The Guardians?
The Guardian, yeah, something like that.
I don't remember the name of it. That's too bad, because that's...
The Last Guardian. Yeah, that Team Ico.
Yeah, looking way forward, that's probably the game I'm looking forward to the most coming out anytime in the... future.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you've always enjoyed those. So.
Very much so.
So, God of War 3, though, I thought the demo, I thought it was smooth as silk. it never seemed to hiccup. It never seemed to glitch at all, except for that one really loud sound bang on the surround sound, which I have no idea
why. That was after I died. Yeah, after death.
Bam! Bam! Like, what the hell? So, but yeah, it's silky smooth frame rate. It looks gorgeous. Some of the eviscerations you can do to the monsters during the quick time events are pretty cool. It's nice when you get someone else to watch them because they can enjoy it.
They can describe them to you after you're done pressing the buttons. And the grab attacks are not just recycled from the last game. They're new.
You have a new plow, which was really, really neat. Yeah. You didn't do it in that hallway when they told you to because you had been playing with it earlier. But there's actually a bulldozer one where you pick the guy up and you just ram through a ton of guys at once to disperse them and knock them out. Yeah, it prompted you on the bottom of the screen, but I think you were more entwined with throwing the blades around as much as you can and getting as high of that combo count as you could get. So. Yeah. But yeah, it's silky smooth. Frame rate's top-notch. You can really see where they've dedicated a lot of the newer technology to it. I mean, there's rats running around in levels now. I don't know if you caught those or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's,
they run away from the light from Helios's head.
Yeah, everything's lit. Everything looks gorgeous. Everything's casting shadows. And it's a phenomenal, great little... I liked it a lot. There's less of the QuickTime event problem. And I know you didn't like the Harpies. I didn't like them either, but I didn't have that big of a problem with them. But... I think you just had a little bit of bad luck using them.
Yeah, maybe. So. Maybe that's it. If you've already got the wings of Icarus to cross gaps, I don't see why there has to be another mechanic where you have to, like, I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing, too, about this game, that who knows what they're going to end up doing, but the demo, you start out with all the powers, everything good to go, and, yeah.
That may be how you start out the game. I think they do that. A lot of games do that. You start out like Metroid.
Well, everything did. You start out with everything. Darth Vader in Star Wars. You start out as Darth Vader. You do everything you want to. And then you start out as the apprentice and you can barely lift a lightsaber. Right. So, but yeah, you're going to get dethroned at some moment and have to regain a lot of your powers, I bet. But yeah, it's God of War. I mean, that's the way you can describe it.
I think I was disappointed in, and I didn't point this out before. Even in the demo, you would expect it, but it lacked the narration by Linda Hunt.
Yeah, it did. There was
weird. She's busy doing NCIS Los Angeles, though. So maybe she couldn't take the time.
Yeah, maybe.
But love her voice.
Maybe
it's Gaia, right? Gaia.
Yeah, she. Athena, I thought. She's one of the gods.
I thought she was Gaia. I thought she was the Titan, the Earth Titan.
Oh.
Then she does the commercials and just the narration from the...
Yeah, she does the narration, but here's the thing. When you're actually... Isn't Gaia the one that's touting Pandora's box around in the first God of War? Crawling through the desert with Pandora's...
No, that's Kronos.
Kronos, that's right.
Kronos in the desert. Pretty sure Linda Hunt did the voice of Gaia, or the narrator. I know she narrates both of them. She's a very tiny woman. She's like 3 feet tall.
Well, she also had her nice little role in... And Incredibles, she was the tailor that made the cape. She made the costumes, and she made the comment about not liking capes because they always get caught up in things. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm sure, because of the next generation capabilities, I'm sure this God of War game is going to be just.
Yeah, you're right. She plays Gaia. So I just looked it up real quick. So
I thought she was Gaia.
She's the Gaia / narrator, according to her credits here.
What did I say?
Very good. You're right. Spot on.
So,
God of War 3 impressions. You buy the PS3 for it, or demo
know,
you don't?
I don't know if I would buy the PS3 for it. I would buy the PS3 for Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Chances are.
You'll definitely play it, though, when it comes over. When it comes out, you'll definitely come over and play it and see it. Or at least one of us will watch the other do it. So.
Oh, I'll probably watch you do it, because you know me. As much as you enjoy watching me scream and get angry.
Max has a tendency to get very upset in various portions of games, and then he'll say, "You have to come over and get me past this part." I remember that with Hulk. I remember that with something else. I can't remember what it was. You're like, "You got to come
Spider-Man.
Over." Spider-Man, the race.
The torch race.
Yeah, so.
That was like in the first 20 minutes of the game.
So there's always something. So normally when something comes out and we're together, he just says, "You play it." I like to watch you play it. So,
I do. But. Sometimes it gets too frustrating for me. Like a nice, casual, easy game that I can input cheats on.
There you go. Yeah, he's upset there's no Game Shark for any of the new consoles.
I know. That upsets me. It's like the end of an era. It was always... I mean, I knew, you know, you can have them for Xbox, but there sure was one for GameCube, NPS2, NPS1, and now... None. Not for Wii, gone. Not for PS3, not for Xbox 360.
Yep, nothing.
Trying to make honest gamers out of everyone. That's not right. You know, that's not their job.
That's unacceptable.
I paid $60 for the game. I should be able to rape it if I want.
All right, well, that's our quick little review of God of War 3. So look, that is coming up here in a couple more days, and we'll release the episode number, I guess it'd be 5, and we'll take from there. This isn't even an episode. This is just a small little God of War 3 preview. So have a good one. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.